From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President optimistic of Indonesia securing GSP extension from US. PLN offers to supply electricity steam to Pertamina's Rokon Block. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo called to intensify economic cooperation between Indonesia and the United States through the extension of the Generalized System of Preference, or GSP, that he perceives as beneficial in promoting economic development of both nations. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi made the statement after accompanying President Widodo during a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Thursday. At the meeting, President Widodo highlighted the significance of mutual understanding and concrete economic cooperation between both nations to maintain the Indonesia-U.S. partnership, Marsudi remarked as quoted by Antara. GSP is a U.S. unilateral program offering a reduction in import duties for exporting nations to export goods to the U.S. As many as 3,572 Indonesian products receive GSP facilities. Indonesia is still endeavoring to secure an extension of the GSP as part of the efforts to boost business cooperation between the two nations. State-owned electricity company PT Perusahaan Listrik Negara (PLN) submitted its initial offering to supply electricity and steam to state oil firm PT Pertamina for operation of the Rokan Block working area. Pertamina's SVP Corporate Communication and Investor Relations Agus Suprianto noted in a statement on Thursday that the company had communicated with various parties over preparation for operation of the Rokan Block, including supply of electricity and steam for oil production that is projected to reach 170,000 barrels of oil per day, or some 25% of the nation's oil production. PLN and Pertamina Hulu Rokan, or PHR, a subsidiary of Pertamina, will hold further discussion on the matter. Electricity and steam supply to Rokan Block is currently sourced from the integrated power system, comprising three power generators, the Minas Gas Turbine, Central Duri Gas, and North Duri Kogent. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Agriculture and Food Ministers and Senior Representative from APEC's 21 member economies have pressed for stronger cooperation, an open and predictable trade regime to ensure global food system remain accessible, innovative, reliable, resilient, accessible, and sustainable. Ronald King, the Minister of Agriculture and Food Industry for Malaysia at the House of APEC 2020, said that it is of utmost importance for APEC members to work together to enable the flow of essential goods, including agriculture and food products, across borders and to enhance the collective resilience to food supply disruption. COVID-19 pandemic has caused major disruption to the production of several food products, particularly those that require intensive use of labor, such as meat processing facilities and fruit and vegetable packing plants. A knife-wielding Tunisian man shouting "Allahu Akbar, God is greatest," beheaded a woman and killed two other people in a church in the French city of Nice on Thursday before being shot and taken away by police. President Emmanuel Macron said France will deploy 1,000 more soldiers to protect important sites such as places of worship and schools as the country's security alert was raised to its highest level. Speaking outside the church, Macron said France had been attacked. The attack came just under 2 weeks after a middle school teacher in a Paris suburb was beheaded by an 18-year-old attacker who was apparently incensed by the teacher showing a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad in class. Donald Trump and Joe Biden duelled over the crucial state of Florida on Thursday, painting radically different visions of the United States as big new GDP figures showed the economy getting back on track even as the COVID-19 pandemic accelerates again. With Trump tooting an early end to the health crisis while warning of rampaging socialists and Biden slamming the president as irresponsible and vowing to heal America's soul, voters face a dramatic choice in 5 days. The coronavirus has already taken 228,000 American lives and is strongly rebounding nationwide in a long-predicted end of summer's second wave. But Trump, badly behind in the polls, is counting on economic recovery and fear-mongering about the Democrats turning to the United States into leftist failed state to outweigh Biden's message over health. Experts have welcomed Japan's pledge to pursue a carbon-neutral future, but caution about a lack of detail on how the countries might achieve such drastic emissions cuts within 3 decades. This week, the country's new Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga moved Japan in step with its regional neighbors in pursuing a far more ambitious climate change agenda by outlining a goal of cutting greenhouse gases to zero on a net basis by 2050. The decision is rooted in both economics and growing pressures on big polluters like Japan to do more to keep global world temperature rise to below 2 degrees. Responding to climate change is no longer a constraint on economic growth, the Prime Minister said in an address to the National Diet. Taiwan hit 200 days without any domestically transmitted cases of COVID-19 on Thursday, highlighting the island's continued success at keeping the virus under control even as cases surge in other parts of the world. Since the pandemic began, Taiwan has recorded 553 cases of COVID-19 and just 7 deaths. Taiwan has been pointed to as a success story in how to respond to the pandemic, especially considering its close business and tourism ties with China, where the virus first emerged late last year. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوية بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بندو فييان دا جوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني يدا كوجو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From in your name.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling President Macron's Statement. It seems that the relationship between French and the Islamic world is being tested. A series of acts of violence have occurred, such as the murder of Samuel Paty, a history teacher in French, by a Muslim Chechnya, and an attack on a church in Nice, southern France, which left 3 people dead. These incidents immediately prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to issue a statement that currently France is being attacked by Islamic terrorists. Security was immediately increased. If previously President Macron deployed up to 3,000 security personnel, then with the attack in Nice, 7,000 security personnel were positioned in various public places, such as schools and churches. Interestingly, the French Muslim Faith Council criticized and expressed sorrow and regretted the attacks. Muslims throughout France are even asked to cancel all forms of celebration of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad yesterday. Shortly after the attack on the Notre Dame Basilica Church, Nice, the French embassy in Saudi Arabia issued a statement that a person with a knife had attacked security guards outside the French consulate in Jeddah. The conditions are not simple. President Macron's statement about Islam, which he said is experiencing a crisis, and the French magazine Charlie Hebdo, which features Turkey's President Erdogan in a caricature, related to a disagreement with President Macron about the murder of Samuel Paty, was immediately responded to by calls for a boycott on French products by Muslim communities in various countries. Charlie Hebdo is known to have published a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad, whose figure for Muslim is forbidden to be depicted, causing a wave of protests in some countries in the world some time ago. In Malaysia, former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad conveyed that the strong response of Muslim world to President Macron's statements was something that was very reasonable, even though it did not need to happen. The Malaysian government has also summoned French ambassador to inquire about the statement. In Indonesia, Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian Ulema Council MUI, Muhyiddin Junaidi, advised Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi to do the same. However, MUI also asked the public to carefully understand first what is the problem and not to react immediately. It is rather difficult to predict how the chaos due to the President Macron's statement will end. Protests and boycott against French products in Islamic countries could be even more massive if the situation is not handled immediately. Indeed, it takes special cautions to understand universal boundaries and an attitude of mutual respect for the teachings and symbols of various religions in the world. In addition, maturity and understanding to what extent the limits of freedom on opinion and expressions are. So many problems can be resolved peacefully without violence. That was commentary.
Listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from a historical event of Uang of Republic of Indonesia, began to circulate on October 30, 1946. Uang Republik Indonesia or ORI was the first currency of Indonesia after independence. The government considered it is necessary to have their own money, which not only functioned as a legal means of payment, but also as the main symbol of an independent state. ORI officially circulated on October 30, 1946, appearing in the form of banknotes with a nominal value of 1 cent with front image of unsheathed keris and the back image of the text of the 1945 Constitution. Therefore, Japanese money and Java's bank money were no longer valid. ORI was signed by the Minister of Finance at the time, A.A. Maramis. Even though the circulation of the ORI was quite short period, ORI had been accepted throughout Indonesia and participated in raising the spirit of struggle against the invaders. Next turn is a history on October 30, 1947, the signing of General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, or GATT. The General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, GATT, is a multilateral agreement regulating international trade. The purpose of this agreement is substantial reduction in tariffs and other trade barriers, and the elimination of preferences based on reciprocity and mutual benefit. GATT was signed by 23 countries in Geneva, Switzerland on October 30, 1947, and entered into force on 1st of January 1948. GATT was valid until the signing of the Uruguay Round Agreement by 123 countries in Marrakesh, Morocco on April 14, 1994, which established the World Trade Organization WTO on 1st of January in 1995. We end with a history on October 30, 1961, Tsar Bomba nuclear bomb test. Tsar Bomba, which means emperor of all bombs, was a nuclear bomb created by the Soviet Union. The making of bomb took 15 weeks and was tested on October 30, 1961. This bomb was tested around Novaya Zemlya Island, Arctic Sea. The 27-tons weight Tsar Bomba was carried by the Tu-95 aircraft, which was the largest bomber plane of its era. The height of the fungus fire generated by this bomb was 64 kilometers high, and the ionization from the explosion caused interference with radio communications for hours. And listener, that was today in history.
Jatuh.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitling the Ministry of Industry's drafts for Indonesia to become a reliable player in the halal industry. The Ministry of Industry continues to encourage the manufacturing sector so that Indonesia can compete in the halal industry on a global scale. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in a statement on Sunday said, based on data from the State of the Global Islamic Economy, GIE, in 2019-2020, the amount of food expenditure and halal lifestyle of Muslim in the world in 2018 reached $2.2 trillion, and is expected to grow to $3.2 trillion in 2024. Minister Agus Gumiwang said that large market opportunities and insufficient supply of halal products made the Ministry of Industry determined to support the development of the halal industry in Indonesia, including through the construction of the halal industrial zone. Currently, Regulation No. 17-2020 of Minister of Industry has been issued regarding the procedure for obtaining a certificate in the framework of establishing a halal industrial zone. This regulation is a guide for industrial estate managers in improving infrastructure facilities to support halal industry activities, and as a guide for the halal industry, which is centralized and located in halal industrial zone. Up to this time, there have been two industrial areas that have received halal industrial zone certificate, namely the Madron Cikandi Industrial Area with an area of 500 hectares in Serang, Banten, and the Safe and Lock Industrial Zone covering an area of 9.9 hectares in Sidoarjo, East Java. Minister of Industry is optimistic that the halal industrial zone will facilitate the running of the development of the country's halal industry, such as the provision of raw materials, distribution, as well as minimizing the impact of the environment. The development of the halal industry will be developed in four industrial sectors, namely food and beverage, fashion, pharmaceutical, and cosmetic sectors. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Stop bicara cinta jika hanya garitkan luka. Stop bicara rindu jika hadirmu tak terasa. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri. Sampai kau cari aku, aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita? Ku bertahan karena ku ingin bertahan. Ada cinta masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop. Janji aku bukan prioritasmu. Stop bicara tentang masa depan kita tak jelas. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri. Sampai kau cari aku, aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita?
cinta masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri.
Jika hanya garitkan luka.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I would like to introduce asam pedas ikan baung culinary from Riau. When traveling to Riau province, I suggest you to taste its special culinaries. One of them is asam pedas ikan baung. Spicy acid taste becomes one of the characteristic of dishes in Sumatra Island. For example, in Minangkabau, there is a typical dish called asam pade. While in Aceh, there is asam keung. Asam pedas ikan baung is a culinary of Riau province which strongly influenced by Malay culinary taste. This culinary is a mandatory dish in almost every houses, and it is also served at many local traditional events such as wedding ceremonies, Idul Fitri, and circumcision. From the look, asam pedas ikan baung culinary has a reddish orange color with an appetizing aroma. The reddish orange color comes from turmeric. Asam pedas ikan baung also uses other ingredients such as chilies, ginger, galangal, lemongrass, shallot, and garlic. The sour taste comes from Kandis tamarind or Java tamarind water. While the main ingredient is baung fish. Baung fish with the Latin name Mystus nemerus is the same species to catfish. This freshwater fish can be found on rivers, swamp, lake, and reservoir. Baung fish that has white flesh with soft and dense texture without fine spine makes the fish mostly liked by people. The spicy, sour, savory, and fresh flavors are mixed in asam pedas ikan baung. This culinary is very delicious when it is eaten with hot rice. For those who are interested to enjoying it, this culinary is easy to find in Riau. Many restaurants sell asam pedas ikan baung with 100,000 rupiah per portion. Listener Advance Indonesian Wonder for today is entitled Asam Pedas Ikan Baung from Riau. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Nuku Kusumawati.
Masa di mana kita bersama, ku buka lembar demi lembar buku ingatan kita dulu. Ku berbisik dalam benak ini. Itu telah berlalu. Tak terasa tetesan air mata mengalir basahi pipiku. Ku tak mampu bernafas lagi karena kau. Layangkan surat ini, ku berharap ku sentuh dirimu. Kau yang terindah dalam hidupku, namun masa itu telah berlalu.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Miss Seleni. Today, we are going to inform you about ITB Startup Representing Indonesia in the World Competition. Stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. CariTech Startup, which was founded by students of the Bandung Institute of Technology ITB in 2019, managed to qualify for the final of the World Startup Competition. This startup represents Indonesia at the University Startup World Cup 2020. CariTech was founded by Aldi Raharja, ITB Industrial Engineering Master Student, Ahmad Radi, ITB Physics H1 Alumnus. This company focuses on improving the quality and yield of coffee beans, fermentation and drying processes using the Internet of Things. This team managed to beat 4,131 applicants from nearly 2,000 universities around the world. Of the 75 teams that qualified for the final round, the CariTech team was the only representative from Indonesia. In the final round, which was held on 17 to 19 October 2020, the CariTech team successfully won the top three title in the Information Communication Technology category. In qualifying for the final round, the team needed to send concepts and documents from CariTech Startup. Then, the organizers carried out an assessment. After passing the assessment, the CariTech team made an online presentation of business ideas before the jury and related parties. After the presentation, the CariTech team was declared to have qualified for the final round. According to CEO of CariTech, Aldi, even though all activities were carried out online, the atmosphere of the activities was still tense. This is because its competitors come from well-known universities in the world. The idea for CariTech started in 2016 when one of the founders of Aldi Raharja founded a Tri Tangtu coffee shop in Bandung. In running his coffee shop, Aldi supplied coffee from local producer. Unfortunately, the quality of coffee beans from local producers is still not consistent because the process is still traditional. From this problem, Aldi Ahmad and Asmi began to develop CariFair, a tool to collect and record temperature and pH data from the coffee bean fermentation process. Apart from CariFair, the CariTech team also developed CariGuard, a tool that can collect and record data on temperature, humidity, and light intensity from the drying process. Uniquely, CariTech products can be used to access and monitor the process in real time via a mobile application or a web dashboard. That was Miss Leni for today. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
ku sadari kau yang dipilih bagi diriku. Jalani hidup, jagakan cinta walau pahit terkadang. Kau yang ku cinta selalu setia bersahaja saat cinta hampa. Tak lagi berkata dapatkah kita bertahan terus bersama. Menggapai harapan fajar yang akan datang. Bertahanlah kasih untuk selalu mencinta.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from South Sulawesi entitled Indologo, to be sung by Fandi W.D. The song tells about two memories that are hidden in someone's heart. The memories that create a sense of longing which is linked a mountain as something that has soul, in which the longing is positioned. The song Indologo has a philosophical nuance in which the love longing is manifested as poetry, which is expressed in lyrics. Generally, Bugis songs with philosophical values have survived up to now because the lyrics are unique and the vocabulary uses the original Bugis language, which is full of advice. One of the characteristics of the Bugis ancient songs is that they do not have a chorus or repetition of the middle section. Well, listener series, Fandi WD with the song entitled Indologo. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.